Also das sehe ich nicht, was ich als Geschenk und über dem Juhuda mit der Schabbos darf nun sein. Perik bei Ma'isha, Perik Shishi. So der Heilige Mishnah besiegt der Schmeid. Die Mishnah asks, with what may a woman go out on Shabbos, and with what may she not go out on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with woolen strands, linen strands, or straps in her hair. She also can't go to the mikveh with those things in her hair until they're loosened, so it shouldn't be a chatzitza. She is not allowed to go out with a tetefes or a sarvitin if they're not sewn into her hat. She also can't go out with a kavel in the Rishus HaRabim, which means that only with kavels is going, it would mean in the chatzar is okay. With all the other ones, it's also even for her to wear in the chatzar, we'll see in the Gemara. Also, she's not allowed to go out with an ear shelzov, a city of gold. She also can't go out with a katla. She can't go out with a nose ring, a ring without a seal, or a pin without an eye. But in all these cases, if she does go out with them on Shabbos, it's only Nisat Rabbanan, there's no chatos, no chiv chatos. Because their eyes are really the tachshitin, and therefore it's mutter to wear even in Rishus HaRabim. Frag the Gemara, who brought in mikveh over here that did a mikveh? So Rav Nachman Yisrael, the name of Rabbi Bavua, says mikveh is the reason why a woman can't wear these strands on Shabbos. Since when she goes to the mikveh, she has to loosen these items. So if she needs to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, she's going to come to loosen them and they may fall off and she may walk with them for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. So that's why she can't wear them on Shabbos for that gzerah. If Kahana asked Rabbi, if a woman's allowed to go out on Shabbos with a chain of round, hollow, woven material in her hair, Rav said, anything woven may be worn. Anything woven, orig could be worn because it doesn't have to be loosened when going to the mikveh. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, also said like Rab, but others say it's because he said like that because he saw his sisters weren't makbid to remove these strands from their hair when they were bathing. So therefore, it's not a chatzitza. And the chilik between these two answers would be if the strands are dirty. So if you say it's because they're orig and therefore they're not a chatzitza, so here also not a chatzitza, no gzera. But if you say it's because they're not makbid, but if they're dirty, they are makbid, then it would be a problem. A Mishnah says that strands of wool or linen or straps that are worn in the hair of girls are chatzitza and they need to be loosened before being tovel. Rabbi Yehuda says strands of wool and strands of hair don't need to be loosened because they can never be tied tight enough to be a chatzitza to prevent the water from getting around the girl's hair. Rav Huna said that Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda are referring to strands worn by girls in their hair. So Rabbi Yosef asked, what's Rav Huna coming to exclude? Can't be coming to exclude when it's worn around the neck because the neck is soft. So if it's not a chatzitza, even when it's hard on hard or soft on hard, you know, soft material on hard, the hard hair, then for sure when it's, if it is a chatzitza when it's like a woolen strand around the hard hair, then for sure when it's a woolen strand around the neck, which is a soft skin, for sure it will be. And the same thing with a linen strand also, which should be. So what is he coming to exclude? Rav Yosef says he is coming to exclude the straps worn around the neck because the reason it's not a chatzitza over there is because it's never tied tight enough because she's not going to choke herself and therefore it'll never be a chatzitza. Ba'yes, the Brisa says that a woman can't go out on Shabbos with strings around her neck. So you see, obviously, if they're not worn tight, why can't it be worn? So Gemara Ravina says the Brisa is talking about a katla, which is like a bib worn by women to stay clean, and they wore it tightly because they wanted to look chubby, which was considered to be a shvach, a good thing, and therefore it was worn tight, and they would have to loosen it, and therefore there's the gzera applies to that as well. Rabbi Yosef, the name of Yehuda, name of Shmuel, passings like Rabbi Yehuda in this mission that we just brought down, that strands of hair are not a chatzitza when it's tied into a girl's hair. By paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma that the Tanakhama argues, and there's no reason to think that the Tanakhama over there argues when it comes to hair on hair. In fact, we find that the others say that the Bryce even says the Tanakhama does not argue. The Mishnah said, loy b'tei tefes. Rabbi Yosef said this refers to some type of pouch that has thing inside, a charm or whatever it is, that protects a woman from ayin hara. Abaye asks, and it should be mutter just like a kameya. So Yehuda, the name of Abaye, therefore says that the tefes rather is a gold jewelry piece that's worn on the forehead. There's a brisa that seems to say like Abaye as well, that it's some type of jewelry piece that's worn over the front of the forehead or the front of the face. Mishnah said, v'loy b'kovel. Now the word kovel can either mean a badge or it can mean a hat. So Rabbi Yani says he's not sure. Does the Mishnah mean, is it referred to a badge meaning a female slave's badge that shows she's a slave? And that's what may not be worn, but a woman may go out with a woolen hat. Or does the Mishnah mean to say it's also to even wear the woolen hat? And certainly it would be also to wear this badge as well. Ravo said, it's mustabert to say that the Mishnah refers to a hat, a woolen hat, because we see a brisa that says that a kovel and an istama are allowed to be worn in the chotzer. Shimon Lozer says a kovel may be worn in the Shus Rabim even, because anything underneath a hat can be worn outside because a woman doesn't remove it at the risk of exposing her hair. So anyway, we see that a kovel is something that's worn on the head and it's not a badge. What is an istama that's referred to in the brisa? So Rabbi Avohu says it's bizyoine, which Abai in the name of Rav explains, it's a small hat or some type of scarf that covers all the hair that sticks out from under the woman's regular hat. Braisa says three things about an istaman. Number one is it's not subject to shatness because it's felt. It's not made from spun threads. Number two, it doesn't become tummy from the goyim again because it's not considered a beged because it's felt. It's not made from threads. And number three, it can't be worn into the Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos. And they added in the name of Shimon that an istma also is not part of the ban that the Chum made on wearing these bridal crowns, these itres kalois, after the Churban. It's a sign of avelis after the Churban. They're no longer allowed to wear itres kalois. An istma does not fall into that violation.